good, wasn't it? Well, I didn't have time to say goodbye, but now I've just been given an extra few seconds. That was the choir of Winchester Cathedral, the essential music of England, and, well, what's more essential than Jerusalem? Marvellous, marvellous stuff. I hope sincerely that your day is going well and that we haven't sort of dug up too many sort of poignant memories. Well, maybe you want to, yeah, maybe you're just sitting there having a bit of a think and everything's a bit stirred up. Maybe you're having a street party. I had a telephone call this morning and I said, how are things going? Oh, we've got all the bunting out and Bernard's gone to get some beer and there's a street party and it's all absolutely marvellous. So whatever happens your end, I hope that you're having a lovely VE day. And as you probably know, John Dunn is coming to us from Prague. Lucky devil. The last city, I think, to be liberated, wasn't it? I think it is. Anyway, so that's that. And I'm going to hand you over now to Ed's street party after Big Ben, which is coming any minute now. And as I say, thank you so much for your company. It's been absolutely lovely.
Is London. The Prime Minister, the Right Honourable Winston Churchill.
Yesterday morning at 2:41 a.m. at General Eisenhower's headquarters, General Jodl, the representative of the German High Command, and of Grand Admiral Dönitz, the designated head of the German state, signed the act of unconditional surrender of all German land, sea, and air forces in Europe to the Allied Expeditionary Force and simultaneously to the Soviet High Command. Hostilities will end officially at 1 minute after midnight tonight, Tuesday, the 8th of May. But in the interest of saving lives, the ceasefire began yesterday to be sounded all along the fronts, and our dear Channel Islands are also to be freed today. The German war is therefore at an end. After years of intense preparation, Germany hurled herself on Poland at the beginning of September 1939. And in pursuance of our guarantee to Poland, and in common with the French Republic, Great Britain, the British Empire, and Commonwealth of Nations, declared war upon this foul aggression. After gallant France had been struck down, we from this island and from our united empire maintained the struggle single-handed for a whole year until we were joined by the military might of Soviet Russia and later by the overwhelming power and resources of the United States of America. Finally, almost the whole world was combined against the evildoers who are now prostrate before us. Our gratitude to all our splendid allies goes forth from all our hearts in this island and throughout the British Empire. We may allow ourselves a brief period of rejoicing. Advance Britannia! Long live the cause of freedom! God save the King!